The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is hoping to minimize the amount of traffic that is being produced for people traveling on the Sterling Highway between Saldana and Sterling, also while trying to improve public safety. According to Julia Hampson, the project manager for the Sterling Safety Corridor Project, the department is hoping to start work relatively soon.
My plan is to have our design builder team under contract by the end of this year. So then next year, things are going to pick up.
The proposed project would include turn lanes, intersection realignments, four-lane divided highways with a depressed median, median brakes every half mile, and a continuous highway lighting.
The permanent measure is that we need four lanes, not two, so that people can pass while others are turning into driveways, or, you know, if you're just passing a slow vehicle. And we need to restrict, in some parts of the road, we need to put on restrictions on left turns. And that's how we ended up with a big part of the project has a median.
Hampson also says that the members of the Sterling Safety Corridor Project would like to create a road where it goes through the back of people's property that connects to a side street and then goes to a median break so that people can make safe left turns. Hampson also explained that these ideas are possible, but further research and investigation needs to happen before this plan is fully executed.
Right now we have existing traffic, and that's what we go out and count. But that existing traffic is affected by people who are turning directly onto the Sterling Highway from their property. They're not using the side streets at the breaks. So once we start redirecting traffic to those breaks where they can make left turns safely, the traffic at those intersections is going to go up. Then we might warrant a traffic signal.
Hampson hopes that the construction can begin by 2025, but it most likely won't be done until 2028. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.